Hey everybody, it's Doug Schauf with the Make Man Your Home team over at RE/MAX Oceanside. In this week's episode, we're going to talk about something different. We're going to talk about moving out of Maine. So let's do this. All right, everybody. So like I said, we're going to talk about moving out of Maine. You know, even though we're called Make Maine Your Home, we're going to talk about, hey, people have to leave Maine for whatever reason they have. And we're going to talk to you about some ways to do that to hopefully make your life easy and less stressed about just moving in general and leaving this great state of Maine. What we're going to talk about is normal for any move. But when you're moving out of state and, you know, potentially somewhere farther, it's like it can be a little more complicated. And, you know, we wanted to kind of shine some light on some things that can make it easier for you. So first thing is plan ahead. Just like any move, you want to have a plan. But when you're moving out of state, going across state lines, you're really going to want to plan ahead. And maybe, you know, obviously do a lot of research about where you're moving. You know, watching videos like this about other areas, you know, doing, you know, the Google search, you know, find out some things about where you are going so you know a lot about those local communities. So when you move there, it's not as foreign when you get there. So definitely plan ahead and have a plan. Try to stick to it and research where you're going. And then find a good moving company. In any area, there's lots of great like local movers out there. We could certainly recommend a few, but when you're moving a distance, you're going to want to make sure you do some really good research and find a good moving company. We always recommend the bigger, you know, the bigger companies for moving state lines. They have bigger equipment, you know, bigger trucks, more space. There's a lot of fraud in the moving industry. And a lot of scams. So you want to make sure that you're working with a reputable company, especially moving a distance. And we definitely recommend the bigger companies, the bigger van lines that can support going that far and support all of your stuff. Because oftentimes when you're moving a distance, you might need to store your belongings for a certain amount of time. Might be just a couple days, might be even longer. And a lot of these moving companies can do that for you. So it's a, kind of like a one-stop shop. So we recommend that you make sure you find exactly what you need. So then, you know, when you are moving, especially a long distance, you're going to want to, you know, declutter and downsize as much as possible, because obviously you don't want to move things that you don't have to move, you know, and pack carefully is kind of a, you know, goes hand in hand with that. Especially when you're moving a distance, you're going to make sure everything is secure, packed right, packed very carefully. So then when it goes on the truck, you know, you feel more comfortable that it's safe and things aren't going to get broken and things like that. Yes, there's insurance to cover all those things, but it's better to plan ahead and make sure that everything's packed the right way and put in the trucks properly. The other great thing to do is, you know, where you're going, find a good realtor to work with there. As we talked about on this channel, you know, I'm a real estate broker, and I'm honestly, we have a ton of connections locally, and we can kind of help you not just find a house or housing, but we can kind of help you get acclimated to the community, give you all sorts of referrals for whatever you might need, contractors, you know, schools, you know, all sorts of stuff. Real estate brokers can help you out with. So I highly recommend reaching out to a real estate broker in the area that you're moving. And even better, if you reach out to us, being part of RE/MAX and some other organizations, we have access to real estate brokers that do a great job all over the world. So we're happy to pair you up with somebody that can help you out in any area that you're moving. So feel free to reach out to us as well, and we can help you out with that. Now, these last couple of things is, first, I say goodbye to everybody. Make sure you reach out to everybody. You know, maybe even make a list of like, hey, who's important to me? Who do you do business with? Things like that. Make sure that you're saying goodbye to everybody, shutting down any services that you're not going to use here anymore. Have a big party. And enjoy the process. You know, try not to get too stressed out. And that's where like the planning, number one, the planning comes into place. If you have a good plan and you're following the plan, it reduces the stress. So when it does come time to leave, you can enjoy saying goodbye to everybody, have a party, do whatever you want to do, and enjoy the process of moving and going to a new place. So we don't want to see you leave Maine, but if you have to leave Maine, hopefully this information has helped you out. And if you need anything, please feel free to reach out to us. We're happy to help out in any way. Comment below if you have any comments. And remember, if you make Maine your home, you don't have to do it alone.